The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. Some people may take the words of Jesus today to mean live and let live. Since we all kind of blind, let everyone do whatever they want. Who am I to tell my sister or my brother what they should do or not do or point out their faults? That's what not Jesus means with these words. He's telling us two things. Number one, if we're all blind, we need someone to guide us. And there's only one person who's not blind, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus came to open our eyes, and that's why we hear many of his miracles about curing blind people. So we can see the way, know the truth, and one day have eternal life. So knowing the words of Jesus, reading the Gospels, I mean the Bible, but especially the Gospels, that's how God opens our eyes today. Because he's our teacher, he's our good shepherd. And the other point he's trying to make is since all of us are partially blind, we need to be compassionate and gentle with one another. We don't need to respond with anger, but rather with forgiveness, because we're all partially blind. Sometimes we see the faults in others, but we don't recognize our own faults. We all have faults. We are all imperfect. And that's why we need to have that compassion and love for one another, speaking the truth in love, correcting one another in charity, so all of us can follow Jesus along the way to eternal life. And that's why God gives us this beautiful sacrament, the sacrament of reconciliation. Because when we recognize that our eyes are not fully open, that we need healing from Jesus, we can approach him so he can fill us with his forgiveness and love and send us out to become healers of others.